Chapter 22, that's Genesis chapter 22, verses 11 and 12.
Amen.
Two verses. Amen. Genesis chapter 22, verses 11 and 12. And I also want you to find for me 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. New Testament book, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. Finger in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. I will read first from Genesis chapter 22. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord our God, I ask you your name in all the earth. We thank you, Father. O Lord God, it's once again another time that we stand in honor to proclaim your word. Father God, we can't do it by ourselves. So we ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to come on in and exhibit his perfect teaching and preaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said in the last days you will pour your spirit out upon women and men. So Father God, use this earthen vessel. I am not worthy. But I can do it with you, and I can do all things through you who strengthen me.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father God, allow me to preach until heaven gets happy and hell gets upset. Anoint your mind and seat in the place. Draw back the draperies of misunderstanding. Make your word plain enough so that a child can understand. Give us clarity of understanding. Father God, encourage this man of God right now. Encourage them, Father God, through your word. You said your word would not return unto you void. Give us a good timing. Let this be a rhema word. Tailor-made, fit for our circumstance and situation at this present time. Bind Satan to go to and fro, trying to snatch the word and knowledge away from your people. Father God, you said that we perish for lack of knowledge. So Father God, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding right now. And whatever the accomplishment is setting, oh Father God, we will be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord. For your people hear it. Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22, verse 11. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abram, Abram. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Amen.
I want to put a tag on this text, Pastor Linwar, for my assignment given to me tonight. Trust God's arrangements.
Amen.
Fight to the end.
Amen.
With an emphasis on fight to the end. That's y'all to theme.
Yes.
Trust God's arrangements.
Yes.
With the emphasis I was told on 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7.
Yes,
I'm saying it says fight to the end.
Amen.
You take your seats in the presence
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen.
Trust God's arrangements. Lord have mercy. This particular passage comes to us with powerful words. And the Lord did seek to test Abraham. It should not surprise you to hear the Bible tell us that God desired to test Abraham.
Amen.
For I submit to you this morning, I submit to you tonight.
Yes.
The only way to know if a connection is worthy of a relationship
well,
is for it to be subjected
to the enormity of a good test. In order to successfully pass any test, Pastor, administered by God, we must first trust God's arrangement.
Amen.
Let me give you the definition as I lay my foundation for the word arrangement. The word arrangement means the act of positioning, ordering, setting up, or placing. Yeah. Placing furniture in a room. Placing table in a certain way. But let me give you God's definition. Plans or preparations made for specific individuals in the future.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Did y'all hear me?
Amen.
I've lived long enough to know for sure not every connection is worthy of a relationship. Relationships are like medicine. They should only be used as directed and kept out of reach of children. Yes, there has to be a test, a shaking. I am convinced that you really don't know how people feel about you, Pastor, until you do something they don't like. Anybody can love you as long as you bring home the bacon and fry it up in a pan.
Amen.
Anybody can love you while you have a good job.
Well.
Drive a Range Rover or a BMW.
Yes, sir.
What I want to know is, will the same people that is holding your hand, will they continue to love you when you get laid off?
Woo.
When you don't know where your next meal is coming from?
Right.
When you don't know who you are or don't love you yourself? Woo. Are you too sick to even take care of yourself? God tells Abraham,
yes,
if you really love me, Abraham, give me your son.
Amen.
Give me your future.
Yeah.
Give me your destiny, Abraham.
Amen.
Kill your only chance for greatness, Abraham.
Yeah.
Lay your future, Abraham, on the altar. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Can y'all with me?
Come on, preacher.
See, that's when the rubber meets the road, Pastor.
Well,
when God asks you to do something that stretches you from center to circumference.
Well,
raise the knife and kill your future.
Well,
raise the knife and kill what I told you I was going to bring to birth for you.
Well,
when God asks you those kind of questions, Sister Lenoir, that's when you know God has something great in your future for you.
Right. Amen.
For those of you who are unable to clap because you're not being tested, it tells me you don't have much of a future. But for those of us in the building who are being tested and stretched and tried and challenged, God only will test you if he plans on using you a little bit in the future. For those of us who are in the middle of a test, tell the devil, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I will trust God's arrangement. Abraham's dilemma was a unique circumstance because most of our moral situations involve situations of yes and no.
Yes.
Example, do I drink that or don't I drink that?
Uh-huh.
Do I smoke that or don't I smoke that?
Uh-huh.
Do I sleep with them or don't I sleep with them? These are normal moral questions that we live with. The ebbs and flows and jives of human life.
Yeah.
But when God comes with a challenge, the question is never yes or no.
All right.
Is rather yes or yes.
Right.
Walk with Pastor now.
Come on now.
It's rather yes or yes.
Yes.
Abraham's dilemma was not whether he should kill or not kill Isaac. The question was whether he would choose God or choose Isaac.
Come on.
Y'all ain't killing me.
Yes, go ahead.
What do you do when you have to choose between what you love and what you love more?
Amen.
Have you ever been there? When you have to choose between what you care about and choose between what you have devoted all your life to?
Mm-hmm.
Abraham finds himself in this dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Before he gives you the test, watch it now. One of the things I love about God is this. He will always give you the answer before he gives you the test. God gives open book tests. The amazing thing about God is he will not subject you to a trial or a test without preparing you for what you have been subjected to first. Did y'all just hear me? God will not let you enter the test having not already given giving you what you need to survive the test that you are in.
Yes.
The challenge is for you don't know. That's the challenge. You don't know what you got on the inside of you. You don't know. Yeah, you thought you had been given something. You thought it was a song. You thought it was a prayer. You thought it was a sermon, a job, or a paycheck. But it was really God. And all of that was really God preparing you for what he knew was about to happen.
Amen.
In your life. You already have what you need in the inside of you to pass the test. Yes. If you trust God's arrangement.
Yes. Preach it.
The amazing thing about this passage is, as much as God was testing Abraham, I will submit to you today that Abraham was testing God. What are you talking about? You finna mess out theology?
Preach it.
I want to let you know, God had some arrangements with Abraham.
Yes.
Back in Genesis chapter 12, he told Abraham to leave his family.
Yes.
He said that. He said, out of your loins.
Uh-huh.
He said, Abraham, check out the sand on the seashore.
Woo.
He said, just like you can't number them, uh-huh, that's how I'm going to number your family.
Well.
He said, I'm going to bless those, Abraham, that bless you.
Well.
And curse those that curse you. I got an arrangement for you, Abraham. Matter of fact, God made covenant with Abraham.
Well.
And when he saw that Abraham was fighting off the buzzards, I mean the book, ain't I, teacher?
Yes.
He saw Abraham was fighting off the buzzards. He said, go to sleep, Abraham. You know why? He said, because I know y'all can't keep covenant with me.
Well.
I make covenant with myself.
Because
I can keep my own word. I can't depend on y'all to keep my word. So I make covenant with myself. That's what I like about my God. He know I'm going to mess up. So you said, I'll take it and let me handle it. So he made arrangement with himself. That's why you can trust his arrangements, Doc. You can trust God to come through for it, because he's a man that cannot lie.
Yes.
If he said it, he will perform it.
Yes.
All glory.
Yes.
I said to you, it was just one Abraham. God's testing Abraham. But Abraham was testing God. What you talking about, Doc? I've been in the book, Doc. See, I knew I was coming to Pastor Linwood's church. So I had to prepare myself.
Well.
I had to do some studying because the bruh's smart.
Yeah.
Y'all got me? I had to get etymologically correct before I come up in here.
Come on, preacher.
The Jewish scholars in the Hebrew Bible tells us that Abraham was also testing God. Why? Check this out. The God of the Chaldeans, the God of the Hittites, the God of the Jebusites, the God of the Canaanites, demanded of their followers infant sacrifice. The gods in the land that he lived in demanded that their worshipers kill their children. Abraham went up to Mount Moriah that day also because he wanted to see if Yahweh was like all those other crazy gods in the region.
All right.
He remembered God's arrangements.
Yeah.
Can I hang out right there and park parenthetical for a little bit? When you know that, you know that you know.
Yes.
That you done received a word from God.
Yes.
I don't care what storm billows roll, breakers dash, hell or high water, you don't care what happened.
Yes.
If God said it, that settles it.
Preacher.
Abraham went up to Mount Moriah.
Glory to God.
He wanted to see if those his God was just as crazy as the rest of God. Tell yourself this. This is a two-way test. God wants to know if Abraham loves him.
Well.
Abraham wants to know if God is like everybody else.
Well. Yeah.
Touch your neighbor. Touch yourself. And say, there's nobody like our God.
Nobody.
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 Y'all don't want to hear me. He's not the God of the Babylonians. He is not Allah of the Muslims. He's not Buddha of the Hindus. He's not Confucius of the Confucianists. He's not Rama of the Hindus. Our God is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
Go ahead.
Oh, Israel, your God. mother. He's not like your daddy. He's not like your family. When you are in the mud, our God gets in the mud with you. When you are in a mess, he gets in the mess with you. When you got made a mistake, he wraps his arms around you and makes a way out of no way. I love our God. Jesus. Said church, ain't nobody like Jesus. I searched the world all over. I couldn't find nobody like him.
Yes, sir.
I examine my... Every now and again, Pastor, you got to examine and evaluate your circumstance and situation.
Amen.
You say, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise and wonderful. I looked at my colleagues, my classmates, and my associates, and I have concluded, if it had not been for the Lord, on my side, where would I be? Every day my classmates leaving, but God, why are you firing? What is you seeing me? That you keeping me on the scene. Notice there with me, first lady, she said, I kept you here because I got an arrangement I made with you. If you just respect my arrangement, God, you'll be able to fight to the end.
Amen.
My God.
Yes, sir.
I'm loving this thing. It's starting to get good to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. Can I go deeper? The most interesting thing about this passage is really not the test.
Amen.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Walk with me just a little bit. Preachers across the chasms of the years, Doc, have preached this passage. We have hung our hats on it. Yeah, we have. But I submit to you, it what makes the passage powerful is not the test.
Well, Jesus.
But rather, watch this. It's God's response to Abraham in the text. Not the text.
Wow.
The most significant part of the passage is where you see God responds to Abraham's willingness to be tested. At the end of the test, not only does Abraham pass the test, but God says to Abraham, watch me, I'm in the book. God says to Abraham, now I know that you fear me. In the Hebrew, the word fear means love. God said, now I know you love me, Abraham. That you have devoted your life to me. You devoted your life to him, Doc, for the last 10 years. It ain't easy. They think it is because you look good all the time and you wear pretty socks. But guess what? It ain't easy. You have not withheld your son. That translates to your life. Your life, your wife, your children, all in church all the time.
Amen.
Y'all can be hanging out in the street.
Glory to God.
Best when Negroes acting crazy.
Amen.
God says to Abraham, watch me now. This ought to make you shout. Here goes the shout. God says to Abraham, now I know.
Now I know.
Does that sound odd to you?
Well, Jesus.
To hear that the one who knows everything, about everything, looks at Abraham and says, now I know.
Jesus.
Well,
what do you mean, God, now you know? It almost suggests that it was a level of knowledge that God does not have access to until Abraham passes the test.
Yes.
How can God not know? How can he who knows everything not know something?
Yeah.
What do you mean, now I know? Church, before you get unsettled and think Pastor Clark trying to teach y'all God don't know everything. Let me tell you, we have seen this before.
Well,
We understand that God is all-knowing.
Yes.
He knows everything that is to know.
Yes.
And all that has been and ever known and will come.
Yes.
The book of Micah, can I get in the Bible for you?
Yes.
Can I teach some Bible job? No. The book of Micah says in the Bible, although God is all-knowing, he is willing to forget.
Yeah. Well,
although he is all-knowing, he is willing to forget.
Yes.
Micah said, he takes your sin and casts it into the sea of forgetfulness.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
God is all-knowing, yet he is willing to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 43 and 25 says, I am he who blotted out all thy transgressions, and I will remember your sins no more. If you ever have sinned,
Jesus,
you can not sit there and be cool on what I just said.
Well.
But if you have sinned and dropped the ball,
yes.
And you know what it's like to be a sinner.
Yes.
And you hear God.
Yes.
You hear God.
Yes.
Tell you I know everything.
Yes.
I know how you did it.
Yes.
Who you did it with.
Yes.
And how you did it.
Yes.
And yet I choose not to remember.
Yes.
When you hear me tell you that he has already forgotten what you did last night.
Well,
I said all of that to put an emphasis on that scripture you told me about. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Here go bad gospel, bad boy Paul. Paul say, the way I can fight to the end is because I had an arrangement.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, go ahead, Pastor.
With God.
Yes.
Back on the Damascus road.
Yes. Yes.
When he knocked me off my feet, he said, Paul. Why are you coming after me?
Yes.
Don't you know, Paul, it's hard to kick against the break.
Yes. Yes.
Paul says, as he knocked me off my horse, he made me blind.
Yes.
Can I get a witness in here?
Yes.
And he said, Paul said, I've been shipwrecked.
Uh-huh.
I've been bitten by snakes.
Uh-huh.
He said, I've been beaten.
Uh-huh.
I've been stoned.
Yes.
I've been whipped. 30, not 40, plus what, minus one.
Yes,
but now,
uh-huh.
I tell my son Timothy,
yes.
Make full proof of your ministry.
Yes.
Preach the word, doctor.
Yes.
In season and out of season.
Yes.
Reprove and rebuke.
Yes.
How can you do that? When some days you feel down.
Yes.
How can you do that, Pastor Lindwall? When you feel you're all by yourself sometimes, and you can't talk to nobody about nothing. How do you do that, Pastor Lindwall? When people just don't want to come to church, they're not faithful to nothing no more. You got to remember and trust God's arrangement. Paul said you trust God's arrangement. Paul said, watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry.
Yeah.
Can I give you Clark's Bible on that piece? That means be the best you can be.
Amen.
Yeah.
Like they like to say, live your best life.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness in here?
Yes. Yeah.
Make full proof of your ministry.
Yeah.
Don't have, do nothing.
Amen.
Don't just settle. God said, I'm a God. I got houses and land. I got cattle on a thousand here. That's how y'all ain't feeling me. He said, and when you get to the end of your road, you can tell somebody, I fought a good fight. Because I'm stuck and I believe in the arrangement. Can I get a witness in here? I'm not ready to be off it. I fought a good fight. Paul said, I'm not just fighting any type of way. For you.
Yes, yes.
Can I give you a small bread? He told me to let you one just for you. He said that you didn't read the small print. He said, eyes have not seen.